What are the military objectives of Ukraine and Russia? So the information fog of war is thick, and you have to bear in mind to give everything the 24 to 48 hour rule. Of course, people want to know information as the story is developing. They want information in real time, but most of that information is going to be, at least partially incorrect or clouded completely. So that's the difficulty, of course, because people are now following a conflict where things are happening fast at the speed literally of bullets and rockets, but the information, what's actually happening, is not going to be clear for 1 to 2 days after it, things are claimed. And that's in the best case scenario, 1 to 2 days. Most information from either side in this should be regarded as propaganda by we citizens. And that doesn't mean that the truth is somewhere in the middle. So what are the military objectives of Ukraine and Russia? Well, so for Ukraine, it's impossible in strategic terms to speak of Ukrainian military objectives because they are working with a broken force, only capable of harassment at a distance. All of the decisive battles were carried out years ago. Ukrainian forces have basically no motivation and morale. It's a broken state and already defeated military force. The soldiers are unemployed youths, too young to have fought 7 years ago when they were 10 and 11, but they know that they can't win. Ukraine has an economic draft. Soldiers may be paid about 100, 150 bucks a month. Unemployment in Ukraine is above 60 or 70% for youths. Ukraine has no military potential and no real military objectives. For Russia's part, they may play upon any false flags and provocations which the deep state may want and to justify further intervention and use those and that threat to justify pushing further into the Lugansk and Donetsk regions. Now, LPR means the Lugansk People's Republic, DPR means Donetsk People's Republic. So we just say LPR and DPR. So that's like important terms you're going to see, like those initials you're going to see a lot when you read things. And LPR means Lugansk and DPR means Donetsk, and people kind of use those interchangeably. Now in Lugansk, the big city is Kharkov or Kharkiv. There's different pronunciations, so you're going to see them both because one is Ukrainian, the other is Russian. And then you're going to see that Donetsk or Donetsk refers both to the region, to the province, okay, on the one hand, and to the city of Donetsk on the other. Okay, so though, and that whole region where you have the ethnic Russian majority who really see themselves as Russians, but they live in Ukraine because land was granted to Ukraine. Extra land was granted to Ukraine by the Soviet Union. So under communism, Ukraine got bigger several times for different reasons, and they wound up with lands that were not actually like Ukrainian-speaking people. Does that make sense? So that's sort of background to understand an already complicated situation, but it becomes pretty simple like once you know the facts. But so anyway, you have the main objectives then would be to expand, so in Lugansk and Donetsk region. So the self-declared breakaway republics are not the full size of those regions because of where the line of conflict, where the line of scrimmage was at the time that the Minsk peace agreement was made 7 years ago. So that's important to keep in mind that from the point of view of the governments of Donetsk and Lugansk republics, when they declared independence, they're declaring for the whole region, not just the areas under the military control of the government of that region. Does that make sense? Right? You following? So that's how to understand what the first military objectives might be, would be to expand those regions under control. And you would expect Ukrainian forces basically to vaporize now that Russian forces are directly involved. In the past, they were not directly involved, they were indirectly involved using very complex simulated reality. I wrote about extensively years ago about hyperreality and so forth. So it's basically just like the US deep state can claim that the government in Kiev is independent and has asked for US support, but actually, the US deep state kind of put them in power after the Color Revolution because it was a coup there. Likewise with the Russian side, right? Like they can claim that the governments of Lugansk and the governments of Donetsk have asked Russians to come in there, even though in reality, Russia had a very big influence, right? Like a very huge influence, basically put those leaders in power there. Now, popularly on the pro-Russian side, because those people were being shelled and they just look, the only one that can protect them is Russia, because there's not another force on the ground that could protect them. So then you have the that's if you look at a map, you're going to want to look and see the you're looking at the eastern part of the map, and then you're looking at how that connects to Crimea, which Russia controls, that Ukraine also lost in the same period 7 years ago. But Crimea already is recognized by Russia and is part of the Russian Federation as far as Russia is concerned. We don't live in a time when you can look to the UN to really determine what's official and what's not because of the veto power of the UN Security Council. But all the powers involved in this conflict are on the UN Security Council. So we don't expect the UN's recognition of countries or territories anymore. We live in a time of instability, as you know, like everywhere. It's not just internally, but globally, right? From Syria, you have jihadists still control Idlib. You have, a lot of unsolved and stalemate and frozen conflicts that are not really frozen. And that's the lens you have to see things in. So Russia can also project force from the Black Sea. There's a region called Transnistria. It's a tiny strip of de facto Russia in between Moldova and Ukraine on Ukraine's southwest side. And Russia also may then want to secure Odessa, and Ukraine can lose Odessa in the southwest. Transnistria, it's like a tiny little strip, like we said, between Moldova and Ukraine, and it feeds into Odessa geographically. So Russia may want to control Odessa and do that from operations from Transnistria, which Russia controls. Russia may want to expand the LPR and DPR, Lugansk and Donetsk, to the full size of those provinces. Russia may want to cut off Ukraine's access to the Black Sea, therefore, altogether. That means joining the DPR through the city of Mariupol into Crimea, east of Crimea. So joining the DPR through Mariupol into Crimea, east of Crimea, and this means joining Crimea through Transnistria and control of Odessa, west of Crimea.